from verse 7 to 12. Let us read alternately. Hebrews chapter 6, from verse 7 to 12. Today's message is, if we are real Christian, we must continue to grow in knowing who Jesus is and then making him known to others. Verse 7, land that drinks in the rain often falling on it and that produces a crop useful to those for whom it is found, receives the blessing of God. Even though we speak like this, dear friends, we are confident of better things in your case, things that accompany salvation. We want each of you to show this same diligence to the very end in order to make your hope sure. Amen. This is the word of God. God bless all of us with his powerful, living, active words. Last Sunday, I shared with you briefly about interpretation, homoeutics. Right interpretation, right application, and right obedience make right Christians. For example, in the Bible, the book 1 John says to Christians, you and me, if you claim to be without sin, you deceive yourselves, and the truth is not in you. Then the same book, 1 John, in another place, says like this, He who does what is sinful is from the devil, of the devil. So no one who is born of God commits sin. These two verses do not contradict each other. These two verses complement each other. It means even though we are Christians, even though we are called saints, holy people, we are not perfect. We are not sinless as long as we stay in this world. But at the same time, it is impossible for true Christians to sin habitually, deliberately, continually. Also, we must know that it is possible for non-Christians to sin like true Christians for a short time, for some time, to the eyes of human beings. But it is impossible for non-Christians to sin like true Christians all the time to the end. Verse 7 and 8. Shall I read one more time? This is about, first point is fruit, fruitfulness. We must produce fruit if we are really born again Christian. Fruit. Okay, let us read one more time. Verse 7 and 8 together. There you go. Land that drinks in the rain often falling on it, and that produces a crop useful to those for whom it is found, receives the blessing of God. But land that produces stones, thistles, is worthless and is in danger of being cursed, in the end, it will be burned. The real seed, given careful care, genuine care by the farmer, and planted on a fertile, rich, good soil, will produce bountiful growth. In this parable, seed is the gospel, the word of God, and farmer is God, our Lord Jesus Christ. And soil, what is soil? Soil, land, field. Soil is our heart, your heart, my heart, in receiving the word of God. Our heart attitude in receiving the word of God. And crop is spiritual fruit, growth, maturity, another saved life. In the parable of the sower, Jesus says, there's only one kind of seed. We must remember that. There's only one kind of seed. Seed means what? Gospel, the word of God. But there are four kinds of soil, field, land. Then, unfortunately, first three soils did not produce crop. First, hard soil, rocky soil, and stony soil. Stony soil means weed infested soil. And hard soil is the one who does not understand the word of God. So immediately, evil one comes and snatches away. Then, rocky soil is the one who receives the word of God. Maybe understanding, but half understanding. Even he receives the word of God at the first time with joy. But no root, means no faith, no foundation of faith in his basic attitude. So when trouble or persecution comes because of the word of God, he falls away very, very quickly. And slowly soil is the one who receives the word of God, but at the same time mixed with the worries of this world and deceitfulness of wealth, rich, material wealth, mixed together. So this worries, deceitfulness of this world, wealth, choking, and making it unfruitful. Only last soil is called good soil. Good soil means the one who receives the word of God and understanding it and receive it with faith. Combine the word of God with his own faith and apply in his own life field and obey totally and produce in one case 100 times, 60 times, 7, 30 times. It means authentic and living faith produces visible, seen fruits. Yes, we know our faith is invisible, unvisible, but invisible faith produces visible fruits. Also, our Lord Jesus says essentially the same thing as a conclusion in his Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5, 6, 7. The conclusion of this wonderful first sermon. Like this, by their fruits, you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruits. Bad tree cannot bear good fruits. Likewise, every tree that does not bear good fruits is what? Cut down and thrown into the fire. Just like this, by their fruits, you will recognize. Also like this, we will be recognized in the eyes of God by our fruits. So real Christian produce fruits. How? Why? Because we have salvation. Salvation can be found only in our Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews 4:12 says, salvation is found in no one else. There is no other name on the heaven given to man by which we must be saved. Next topic is about salvation. Are you saved? Are you saved? Do you have salvation? Do you have assurance of salvation? Let us read the next verse, verse 9. Even though we speak like this, dear friends, we are confident of better things in your case, things that accompany salvation. In this verse, key verses is confidence, assurance, confidence, conviction. And another key word is better things and salvation. It means all things that belong to salvation are much better. Shall we say it together? Much better. Much better than all things we can get in this world. Let me repeat this sentence. All things that accompany, or all things that belong to salvation are much, much better than what we can get in this world, in this material world, especially in our inner life, and in our outer life, in visible life. How about inner life? Inwardly, the things that belong to salvation are evidenced by the witness of the Holy Spirit. As he testifies, we are children of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 16 says, the Holy Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. Are you feeling this witness of the Holy Spirit within us? Continually, the Holy Spirit testifies, witness with our spirit together. You are the children of God. Please remember, do not forget, you are children of God. So we have subjective voice within that authenticates our relationship with God, our Father. One of the primary evidences of this is the sublimely conversive desire from our deep heart to address God intimately as our Father. Romans chapter 8, verse 15 says, you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship. You received the spirit of sonship. And by him we cry, Abba Father. Can you cry, Abba Father?
Abba
is Aramaic. Actually, in English, Daddy, in Korean, Abba means very close intimacy. We can call God, who is the creator of all things, Abba Daddy. At the very root of this is the inner assurance, inner awareness that we are forgiven. We are totally forgiven. We are reconciled to God. also we have the inner peace of Christ, that is supernatural, that is spiritual, that is eternal. As we know, our Lord Jesus says in John chapter 17, verse 27, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as this world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid." Romans chapter 5, verse 1 says, Therefore, since we have been justified through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Also, at the same time, outer life, outwardly, the things that belong to salvation are witnessed to by the graces of character that come only by really knowing who Jesus is. What kind of Christian character? For example, pure life, truthful home, truthful ladies, forgiving spirit, generous heart, authentic Christian life. Proverbs says, authentic Christian character. Such character is added the ground for substantial confidence. So when we have inner and outer evidences of the things that belong to salvation, we have reason for great confidence. Like this, when the Holy Spirit whispers, "You are the children of God, you are the child of God," when the reflex of our spirit, our heart, cries, "Our Father," when we have the sense of inner peace of Christ, when our character has been spiritually grown, by the help of the Holy Spirit, by the guidance of Jesus Christ, we can be confident of our spiritual state, our spiritual position and standing. This is the meaning of verse 9. Even though we speak like this, dear friends, we are confident of better things. Things that accompany salvation. Then, if we are really born again Christian, we need to know how our lifestyle should be. The next verse says, teach us what kind of lifestyle should be in our lifestyle. Okay, here we read next verse, verse 10. Verse 10. God is unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him. As you have helped his people and continue to help them. We can see how our lifestyle should be as real, true, born-again Christian. First part says, God is not unjust. Means God is just. The emphasis of God is just. Do you believe this? God is just. God is right. God is righteous. It means God is righteous judge. Romans chapter 14 says very clearly, we all will stand soon before God's judgment seat. And each of us, individually, personally, not together, not group, individually, personally, each of us will give an account of himself, herself, to God. God is final judge. But remember, God will never forget how hard we have worked for him. God will remember how hard we have worked for him, for his glory. Yes, sometimes we want to be remembered by others, right? If I'm remembered by you, I'll be happy. But you must know that Man's human's remembrance of us is very, very short and temporary. But only God's remembrance of us is eternal. Reward from man is only temporary in this world. But reward, inheritance from God is eternal. Yes, we do not need to work for our salvation. We know that. But true salvation must change our life. Our lifestyle. God never overlooks or forgets our hard work for Him, done out of love. So we must continue to work good wholeheartedly because He remembers our efforts. And our service, and this verse says, our service, our caring for others is done to God. It means we can show our love for God by caring other people, other believers, whom created by God in his image. This is said to us lifestyle. You know, our doing good for others, for His glory, for His kingdom, is not event, not performance, but our just lifestyle. There is a good example to show this lesson. You know, the last judgment day, the Lord, the King, says to the saved, the righteous on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, receive your rewards, the kingdom prepared just for you since the creation of the world. And the Lord says to them, we know, last Sunday in dedication service, last Passover presentation, we saw. Still, do you remember that verses? Jesus, our Lord, says, I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, you received me, you invited me. I needed clothes, you clothed me. I was sick, you looked after me. I was in prison, you came to visit me. Then they said, Lord, when we did see you hungry, thirsty, help you, you are a stranger, needing clothes, help you, you sick and in prison, help you, when? Then the Lord says, Whatever you did for one of the least of these my brothers and sisters, you did for me. This is a very interesting story, but this is very, very meaningful. It means God remembers something about us we do not remember. Why? Why they do not remember? What they did. Because they did them as their lifestyle. If they did helping, serving, caring as event, as a performance, they will remember what they did then as just their natural lifestyle. They did not remember. So we can say, what we have done without remembrance is really ourselves. What you have done, I will say it very strongly, clearly. What you have done without your remembrance is you, yourself, your lifestyle. If you remember what you have done, that is not you, just a show, performance, or an event. Like this, Jesus emphasized, that is why when you give to the needy, Do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. What does this mean? Helping, serving, caring, loving should be our what? Just lifestyle, just like reading. You remember how many times are you reading a day? No, you cannot count. Why? Reading, walking, sleeping is just our natural lifestyle. So our caring lifestyle for others is loving our God. Remember, what we have done to others is done to God, because God created all human beings. God is the Father of all human beings, potentially. Even, we must know that even unbelievers, God is Father, potentially, in general speaking. Okay. Last conclusion. Yes, so conclusion in our application, we must be diligent. Can you say, you know, I must be diligent.
I must be diligent.
Say to yourself, do not be lazy.
Do not be lazy.
I say to myself, do not be lazy. Be diligent. Okay. Verse 11 and 12. And he wrote, we ask each of you to show the same diligence to the very end, in order to make your hope sure. We do not want you to become lazy, but imitate those who through faith, patience, inherit what has been promised. Keywords in these two verses, diligence, late, faith, patience, promise. To the very end. Matthew chapter 24, verse 13 says, he who stands firm to the end will be saved. What does this mean? Matthew chapter 24, verse 13 says, he who stands firm to the end will be saved. This does not mean that you must stand firm to the end if you are to be saved. But this verse means he who really saved is surely to stand firm to the end. And this verse encourages us avoid laziness, sluggishness. You know, sometimes some people may think like this, laziness is just a matter of character, a matter of style, matter of disposition, but this is a totally misunderstanding about laziness. We must know that laziness is heaven's sin. Do you agree? Laziness is terrible sin. Laziness is wickedness. In the parable of talents in Matthew chapter 25, we know this story very clearly. This story is familiar to us. Talents. The one who received 5 talents, 2 talents, 1 talent. Then to the servant who did nothing with his 1 talent, the Lord said very sternly, strongly, you wicked and lazy servant, were thrown out into the darkness and missing of teeth. In this sentence, laziness is intrinsically wickedness, and terrible sin. Do you know why? What made him lazy? We must know the root the root of laziness. Because God looks at root and children. And this servant who was lazy said to the king, Lord, I knew, he said to the Lord, I knew you are a hard man. I thought, I understood you are very hard man, harsh Lord. Harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid of you. I hid one talent under the ground. See, here is the talent belonging to you. From this story, we know that the root of laziness is basically, the root of laziness is misunderstanding about God. Misunderstanding about who Jesus is, what he has done, misconception, doubts about Lord. It means the root. The root of laziness is faithlessness, unbelief, disbelief, no hope, no expectation, no love, no grace. So in this story, laziness results from unbelief. And laziness results in condemnation, damnation. Lazy life can be indication of a graceless life. True believers perceive. How about, is there grace of God in you? I once asked you, is there grace of God in you? Are you under the grace of God? Do you believe, do you assure that God's grace is at work in you? So, First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, the last verse as conclusion of this long chapter, resurrection chapter. Therefore, my dear friends, my dear brothers and sisters, let nothing move you, but always give your whole life fully, wholly to the work of God. Because you know that your diligence, your labor, your work in the Lord is not in vain. You know, Paul says like this, by the grace of God, I am what I am. Can you confess like this? If we are real Christian, we should be able to confess like this. By the grace of God, I am who I am. 내가 받은 것은 오직 하나님의 은혜로다. By the grace of God, I am who I am. Do you agree to confess like this before God? By the grace of God, and memorize, keep in your heart. By the grace of God, I am what I am. Do you agree in your life up to now? By the grace of God, I am what I am. It means I confess. It is only God who did all things which happened in my life up to now. Then, next sentence, very interesting. We need to note. Next sentence following, by the grace of God, I am what I am. Listen carefully. Paul did not say like this, by the grace of God, I am what I am, so I did not walk. Paul did not say like this. You know what Paul said in next sentence, Paul confessed like this. By the grace of God, I am what I am. So I walk harder than all other people. Hallelujah. It means diligence. Diligence is a sign that the grace of God is at work, actively, powerfully in me. In other words, laziness is a sign there is no grace in my life. That is why laziness is a terrible sin, wickedness, and evil. Perseverance in loving service is a clear evidence of sure hope. Hope makes all the difference. Let's say it together, last conclusion. There is, in verse 11, last part, in order to make your hope sure. Let's say, hope makes all difference. You have hope. Hope makes all the difference. And the gospel is full of hope. Because gospel is the good news of great joy for all people. Poor people, rich people, young people, old people, extroverted people, shy people. All people are invited to the great hope of heavenly peace and joy. If you put your hope, if you set your hope in Jesus Christ, in heaven, in eternity, tomorrow offers huge possibilities, huge opportunities, because God has promised the hope for us. And Jesus is there to show us the way. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to Father except through me. Next time, let us speak continually what is promise God has given us in detail. God bless you. Would you bless you next? God bless you with hope.
God bless you with hope.
Would you bless and encourage your next? Put your hope in Jesus Christ. Ask for people by checking. Really?
Really?
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, all glory, all honor, all exaltation, all kingdom, all power, all authority belong to our Lord Jesus Christ alone, because eternal life, salvation, real peace, real joy can be found only in our Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, almost I do not know, but you know completely. You are omniscient. Father God, I ask honestly from my deep heart, in this room, please, if there is anyone, somebody who needs salvation, real peace, real hope, real joy, real heavenly spiritual happiness, please touch his or her heart and open his heart to receive Jesus Christ as his or personal Savior and Lord and King of Kings and God, Father God. You can do that. We welcome the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit can do that. Holy Spirit can regenerate our spirit, our heart, our attitude, our lifestyle. Father God, help us to grow and grow continually, as long as we stay in this world, until we become like our Lord, our example of Jesus Christ, in our character, in our personality, in our attitude, in our conscience, in our heart, in our purpose, in our reason why we should exist in this world. Thank you, Lord, all going back to our Lord Jesus Christ, our God, our Holy Spirit, our Son God, Trinity God. We pray together in Jesus' name. Amen.